Welcome to the Plum Tree Podcast, brought to you by your friends at BDG. Today is a very interesting day in the history of Plum Tree. I guess more interesting was last Thursday when Plum Tree ceased to exist as Plum Tree, which is very interesting for both them, of course, the company, the products, the future of the industry, and of course this podcast. So I wanted to wrap up from last week and take care of the trivia challenge and all that good stuff. But also, I want to talk about what this means to the industry and the world of portals. And I also want to give you all the legend behind mapping the old names to the new names. So we'll work that out, and then I'll ask another trivia question. And that'll wrap it up for this week. So, for starters, last week's trivia. The question was, who funded Plum Tree, who made the first investment in Plum Tree? And the answer is Sequoia Capital. They also invested in Yahoo and in several other companies. I think Cisco as well. And it's very non-coincidental that they invested in Plum Tree as well, because they had the experience in the industry, in the portal industry with Yahoo. So they figured consumer portals, well, a logical next step would be to invest in a corporate portal vendor. So that's why they invested in Plum Tree. Okay, so on to this week's content. For starters, we all know that BEA acquired Plumtree, but when BEA acquired WebLogic back in, I believe it was 98 or 99, they kept the name and just tacked BEA onto the front of it, so it became BEA WebLogic, which I thought, if history were to repeat itself, they would do the same thing and just make it BEA Plumtree. But I was very surprised to hear that Plumtree has now been converted, and essentially the name Plumtree has vanished, and we are now a part of Aqualogic. So Aqualogic is this business unit of BEA that has several different products, including a portal, Plumtree obviously, and also an enterprise message bus and some other tools that fit in with the suite. So all of the products have taken on new names. So the foundation, which used to be just the portal, is now Aqualogic Interaction, or Aqualogic User Interaction, if you like. So that's the name of the portal. I guess that distinguishes it from BEA's portal product, which I think is called the BEA WebLogic Portal, or just BEA Portal. So that's an interesting little twist, and I believe that the name change might do some damage initially, but I think in the long run it's probably a good thing. In order to get Plumtree integrated with WebLogic's brands and their strategy and mission. However, the name right now carries a lot of weight in that all of the customers and all of the prospects and all of the buzz surrounding Plumtree is now defunct with this new name. So that's what the portal is called, Aqualogic User Interaction. So all the other products, it's very easy to figure out what they're named. All you have to do is tack on a Aqualogic Interaction in front of the name, and it should give you the new name. So if we talk about Collaboration Server, for example, it's called Aqualogic Interaction Collaboration. If we talk about Studio Server, it's called Aqualogic Interaction Studio. Process Server, Aqualogic Interaction Process. I think you get the point. Also, Search and Content Server are, of course, Content Server was named Publisher, so they kept the new name there, and Publisher became Aqualogic Interaction Publisher. Anyway, it's all pretty straightforward for you to figure out what the new names are, and the products are all the same. I heard from someone on the inside that there shouldn't be any new releases of the Aqualogic product suite until 2007. So I'm excited about that, in that in 2007, we should have an integrated release between Plumtree's products and BEA's products, I hope. They will straighten out this whole two-portal strategy and merge the two products together into one portal. So that's my hope. Lastly, there's one other name I have to mention, and it's kind of humorous, and it leads into our trivia question too, which I'll ask in a bit. That name is that all of the integration, I guess you can call them integration services, or portlets, authentication web services, profile web services, crawler web services, search web services, and all the EDK extensions, which are products that came out of initial efforts to develop portlet frameworks, something that is very close to my heart because I helped invent that concept. those things, the Siebel EDK extensions, the PeopleSoft EDK extensions, and the SAP EDK extensions, all of that stuff has all been wrapped up under one big name, and that name is Aqualogic User Interaction Packaged Integration Services. So forget portlets, forget gadgets for sure. That's two names ago. So gadgets became portlets, and portlets became Aqualogic User Interaction Package Integration Services. So that's a mouthful. And that leads me into our trivia question, because I have to ask, there's an equally long name. Let me see if I can count how many words it was. It actually wasn't a name, it was more of a tagline. And let's see. Okay, so six words. So I need you to tell me the six-word tagline for the original Plumtree portal. Now remember that the Plumtree portal was initially designed to be like a Yahoo directory of internet content. So it's something along those lines, but remember it's not internet content, it's corporate content, as we discussed in the last podcast. So tell me what the original tagline was for Plumtree's product. It's a six-word tagline, which is trumped by Aqualogic User Interaction Package Integration Services, because that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, it's the same. Same six-word tagline. So that's key. You got to have a six-word tagline for people to take you seriously in this industry. So Aqualogic User Interaction Package Integration Services to win a prize this coming week. All you need to do is tell me what Plumtree's original tagline was. This was vintage 1998 trivia question here. Okay, so that's about all I had on the topic of Plumtree. I wanted to also mention something very interesting I heard in the in a podcast. There's a series of podcasts called the ITC, which stands for IT Conversations. And there was a gentleman named Larry Augustine, who is working on an open source project and for an open source company. I don't recall what the name of his company is, but I'll put it up on the blog so that you can look him up and check him out. But anyway, he gave a very interesting podcast that I really enjoyed. It was a speech he gave at the open source convention held back in April of 2005 in San Francisco. And what he talked about was a very compelling case as to why an open source company is actually better off than a company that sells its software products for licensed revenue. So what he explained, and he looked at Siebel as a case study. He said Siebel spends more money on sales and marketing, in other words, convincing customers that they need their software, than they spend on R&D, which to me is amazing, because if you're a software company, then by all means, you'd think you should be spending your money in R&D, developing software, right? That's what you do. But that's not the case at all. In fact, all that money going to sales and marketing, that whole budget can basically be scrapped if you want an open source, if you go with an open source model. If you take that model, you no longer need sales and marketing. Instead, you have a vibrant user community already. For example, the community around products such as Apache. And he made a couple interesting comparisons with some very successful open source projects and companies that have been founded on open source. He listed SugarCRM, which is a product I really like a lot. It's something we actually use here at BDG to do all of our customer relationship management. So it's a great product. And of course, we did it for free. We didn't purchase any kind of enterprise package. But of course, you could purchase an enterprise license for it and get support and consulting services and updates. And you also get more features, actually, if you buy the enterprise SugarCRM. However, we took the open source. We took the cheap way out. So we're not making any money off of us, but we're part of the user community. So I've thought many times, well, why don't I just develop something cool for SugarCRM and contribute it back to them? For example, maybe some Palm integration, or perhaps a Plumtree portlet, or should I say Aqualogic User Interaction Package Integration Service for, oh, that makes me laugh, for SugarCRM, and then plug that into Plumtree and sell it, or actually, in this case, provide it back up to the open source community. I had a slip of the tongue there by saying sell it, because going back to Larry Augustine's argument, he basically said that you can make up the money that you'd spend in sales and marketing by decreasing the sales cycle, getting rid of all your sales force and all of your marketing folks, and really just buckling down and focusing on the R&D. And you also get a slight kick on the R&D too, maybe 10 to 30% less R&D because you have the general open source community helping you out. So you can reduce that. And then you don't make any money on licenses, so you scratch that from your revenue, but you can still have a services team. You can still have support, phone support packages that people can purchase, maintenance packages that include updates, etc. Maybe live updates, for example, Red Hat Network is a good example of that. And then, of course, the services around it are there's tons of money to be made in services. I mean, if you look at BDG, our whole company model is based on services with Plumtree. So if Plumtree or BEA now became an open source company, we'd be fine. Nothing would change. We hardly ever sell Plumtree to our customers. On occasion, we've been able to bring in a Plumtree sales reps and help them establish some traction with customers. But most of all, we just provide post-sales consulting. So that market is still there, and that's where all the money would be made, that and maintenance and support. And that'll do it. So he compared the numbers, and he ran a... I couldn't see the charts, of course, because it was a podcast, not a... I wasn't actually there, and it wasn't a vodcast, which makes me think maybe we should be doing a vodcast. Anyway, I couldn't see his charts, but basically he said that if you took all the numbers, scratched out the sales and marketing budget, cut off about 20%, between 10 and 30% of your R&D cost, and then cut out your license revenue, you end up actually making more money than if you're selling the software for a profit, because you are getting rid of so much of that pre-sales process, and that long sales cycle and all that money spent in pre-sales can all be just dumped down the drain. So it was a very interesting argument. I highly recommend that you listen to the podcast. It's available on iTunes under ITC Open Source. And again, the title of the podcast was Larry Augustine. And there was a subtitle too. It was The Next Wave of Open Source Applications. But really, it wasn't just about open source applications. It was more about the model of using open source to change the way your company distributes its software and how that model can be very successful. Giving three examples of applications. Sugar CRM was one. CompuAir was the other. That's an ERP software, open source software company. And he also gave the example of Asterix. Asterisk is an open source PBX. Now, if we get big enough to have our own in-house PBX, you better believe I'm going to be running Asterisk. That sounds great. I mean, I'd love to have that. Right now, we're paying a fortune for PBX services that we outsource. So, something to think about. Okay. Anyway, that's all I had for today. All the Plumtree name changes and this interesting tidbit about open source. I guess I'll mention one more thing. We have at BDG open sourced one of our products, actually. That's the PHP EDK, because I feel strongly, even if we don't sell all of our software or don't give away all of our software, I do feel strongly about development tools. I really feel like development tools should always be open source. So the PHP EDK is a good example of a development tool. Plumtree gives away their Java and their .NET EDKs for free. So I figured I'd follow suit and just give away our PHP EDK for free as well. Now, other products that we have, like PT Skins, and perhaps at some point PT Mingle, that's something we're working on. Maybe I'll devote a podcast to that in the future. They will be offered up either for sale or open source. I'm not sure what we're doing yet, because I'm just teetering with this whole idea, Larry Augustine's idea of open source software. And could we still make money? According to him, of course, we would be making more money. How would we do as an open source company? So it's something that I want to think about. That's something that I'll revisit in future podcasts, and it'll help shape direction for BDG. So send me your feedback. Thanks for listening. The email address for the podcast is podcast@bdg-online.com. The blog associated with this podcast is bdg-plumtree.blogspot.com. And of course, the company website, bdg-online.com, with or without the www. Due to a little magic from our hosting provider. So that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and I hope that you'll come back again soon for the next podcast. And in the meantime, enjoy Plumtree.